I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Rwanda's president is taking a hard look at last year's progress made on their development roadmap. Along with beneficial changes, access to clean water. That's a primary purpose of Living Water International, says Melanie Duval, on a recent visit to a project site in a rural village near Kigali.
We talked to several of the women in the community and asked them how it's affecting their lives. And pretty much across the board, they all said, you know, our kids are not as sick as they were. And therefore, the kids, you know, are able to go to school more often.
Living Water is able to share God's love through the gift of water and hygiene education. Next, there's a unique tool that's generating interest in the mission field in Ghana. Oasis Training Center's Ambrose Brennan says a partner developed a manual block-making press that makes interlocking blocks, eliminating the need for mortar. It doesn't even need electricity. The team just held a training session for intercultural church leaders. Even more exciting, Brennan says, is that the new block supports church planting.
So often in the villages, they either lack the electricity or just don't have the money, and it's only going to be used for those doing missionary work to help build churches and help with ministries here in Ghana and wherever else it goes.
And on a recent trip to Syria and Jordan, Christian Reformed World Relief Committee's Ken Little saw just how hard some Iraqi refugees have it. One family he met has two young daughters who have to work to support the family. Only the 10-year-old son attends school. CRWRC says 2 million Iraqis have left their homeland since 2003. CRWRC and partner organizations are helping make the refugees' lives just a little easier with food aid, blankets, heaters, trauma counseling, and education. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.